who found ourselves being followed by the police department unfairly, having these dossiers created on us, we intend to bring a lawsuit against Mr. Leopold, both in his capacity as county executive and personal. I think there's, in order to remove Mr. Leopold, you need a supermajority, which is 5 of 7, and I suspect that there are 5 people ready to remove him today. I think there's no question that when this matter comes before the county council, he'll be removed from office.
He'll
be the first county executive in the history of the county to be removed from office. The only way he can avoid that is to resign before the county council takes the vote.
Carl, do you feel vindicated?
Absolutely. We have been saying for some time that Mr. Leopold was using police officers in an inappropriate way. That we were being accused of coming up with conspiracies and alleging things that we couldn't prove. Well, the state prosecutor has proved in court that he was using police officers in this manner. And as many of you know from listening to the testimony, the police officer that compiled this data was given immunity from prosecution, which means that they cannot be held criminally liable for the work that they were engaged in. But it does not prohibit us from bringing civil suits, which we intend to do.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Carla, if you could say your name, spell it for the record for all of us.
Carla Hamner, K-A-R-L-A-H-A-M-N-E-R.
Carla, you're suing John Leopold. Your reaction to today's verdict?
I am elated. I said all along, I think the judge did a great job. I think he weighed the evidence and looked at it with a very critical eye. And I am very pleased with the outcome so far.
How will this help your case?
In this case, I think I've gotten some validation. Essentially have some vindication. I know that word keeps coming up, but it is definitely a good feeling to know that there is that a judge agrees. There's some basis to, some very similar claims being made in my lawsuit.